السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We started recording, and today we'll talk about one of the names of Allah that needs like talent, talented people and deep thinkers to think about it and to understand it. The name is called Al-Wasi'. Which means the unlimited, the limitless, or the infinity. The infinity. The infinity. Okay. First of all, we would like to know two kinds of infinities. Learn there are two kinds of infinities. One is fake and lousy and nobody, and we're bored of it. And another infinity is true infinity and exciting and thrilling, and that's what we want. That's the kind of infinity that we want. There are two kinds of infinities. One is called run around. Keep running around. Keep running around. This is a fake infinity. This is not something that we love infinity, yes, but not this kind of infinity. Run around meaning what? Day, night, day, night, day, night, day, night. Or healthy, sick, healthy, sick, healthy, sick, or any one of those cycles of life. Winter, spring, summer, fall, winter, spring, summer, fall. These kinds of infinities. And to give you a sense why this infinity is so boring, imagine that you go to like the Great America, or let's say go to the zoo. Make it easy. Go to the zoo. And the zoo attractions are all around in a circle like this. So here's the door to enter. And the attractions are all on the sides. Now, Dina, you're under arrest. Okay, now, do better. I know you can do better with your notes. I've read your notes from the Quran. That's not you. You know, but you do better than that. Yeah, show me. Okay, here we go. We start. Running around. Straight line. Running around infinity. If you enter the zoo from one door, and it's for the first time you enter the zoo, okay? It's for the first time you enter the zoo. And then, the first time you're so excited about the zoo, right? I need you guys to look at me. Sabrina? Saliha, right? Sabrina, Saliha.
No. Yeah.
Okay. So the first time you go into the zoo, you're so excited. You try the first one. You try the second game. You keep going. Try this. Until you get up where?
Back at the door.
Okay. So now you finished the first cycle. The first cycle was exciting. Good. Okay. Now, let's go, if I ask you, let's go for the second cycle again. You're kind of, okay, let's go for the second cycle. Okay, you see here? You're not so excited to go in the second cycle. And then when you go in the second cycle, yeah, I've seen it before, I've done it before. Okay, let me do this again. And
yes!
Then for the second cycle.
Sorry, I'm really tired today. Welcome to my world.
And you're very excited of the first cycle. Excited of the for the
exact.
Excited.
No, excited.
Oh.
Excited. Okay. Now, how about if I ask you to go a third cycle? No. No, I'm done. I don't want to go there. What if I want to ask you in a month to come back? Are you going to be that excited?
No.
Not really. Not like the first time.
But you would be more than
you will go, but every time you're not excited, your excitation is less because pretty much
it's the same thing
over and over again with repeats. So
that's
this is called the bad or the bad infinity, which is the
run around
infinity. First cycle, keep running around the same thing. Nothing is exciting. Okay, morning, breakfast, work, lunch, back from school, homework, sleep, breakfast. You know? This is infinity? Yeah, infinity. You can keep going around. But is that the exciting infinity that you want to be?
No.
People get sick and tired. Like the guy said, one guy in poetry said that, I am so tired of this runaround life. I pray for you that may Allah not let your father live long life. Because he's sick of going through the days and the nights and the responsibilities of the life.
Okay, so I have a question. How many of you guys have went to the zoo? Okay, you have. If I asked you, do you want to go to the zoo, would you?
Yeah.
You haven't?
Have.
Who wants to go again?
Not really. Like a different zoo, maybe.
See?
Yeah, different animals.
Different. You want to see different. This is the problem with the runaround. There's nothing different. Every time it is the same. Housewives sometimes get very depressed. Housewives stay home. They sometimes get very depressed. They don't have enough to... It's every day like that. Every day is like that. Yes.
Are you recording?
Yes. Thank you for reminding me because I forgot to record the Quran.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, none of us reminded you.
Okay. Now?
For the record, it's kind of like if you've seen it once, you've seen it all.
That's like
are these
right.
Signs?
Now, so these, no, those these are just like locations of attractions.
Make that. Your dad made that.
Attractions. Just
yeah, I can recognize this.
Attractions. Good, you want to see. Okay. So, now, the runaround infinity, number one, is not exciting at all. It's boring. Number two, okay, nothing new. Nothing exciting. Number three, it's not really infinity. Would the sun keep going around day, night until infinity? No, it will end. It has an end. But the shaitan makes you feel that it doesn't have an end. Like what? Like for example, about your age, about your life, for example. Shaitan, your life goes into circular, run around infinity. Okay? Is it infinity really? No. Why? Because you will die. But the shaitan makes you forget that feeling that you're ending, that you will be dying. And you think that you actually... considering that this life is infinity, is not going to end. The end is always away from... You're probably thinking, planning for the 60s right now. What am I going to do in the 60s? What am I going to do in the 20s? What am I going to do in the 30s? What am I going to do here? What am I going to do there? I need you guys to be with me. Okay, so tell me, why the runaround infinity is bad?
Runaround infinity is a little bit repetitive.
Yes, because it's repetitive, because it's boring.
Because you got used to it.
Because you got used to it.
The actual phrase.
You know why? Do you understand why sometimes housewives go crazy?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Go crazy.
Because?
So
because?
They get anxiety because you're sitting in the house and they're there's nothing to do. Your options, clean, sit down, cook, and watch TV. And cook.
And gossip.
Gossip, too. You have a tendency to build the gossip because you just want to add a vibe, make it nice and
see? See how boring is life this way?
Well, can't you go somewhere?
Yeah, you can, but then you have to plan it. Where would you go? To the zoo?
But what I'm trying to say here, what I'm trying to see here, is that the kind of infinity?
You're shopping with your friends, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
What
if you don't have friends because you're a housewife?
That is depressing.
What would you be shopping for? Day after day, what would you be shopping for? New clothes? Because eventually you're just going to build like an entire room full of them.
Go to Starbucks and meet with your friends and keep gossiping about
like,
things. Gossip.
And if you're doing that day after day,
you would eventually get tired. Yeah. You can, but not meet the same friends every day. You know, friends. You know. Anyway, the bottom line is that this is not the infinity. This is the bad infinity. This is not the infinity Allah is introducing to us. Then, knowing that, what is the infinity that the good infinity?
Straight line.
Why the straight line infinity is much better? Every step, you see something new and exciting.
Oh.
Okay, in Jannah. In Jannah, it's a straight path, nothing turn around. Every morning, the Jannah is dressed differently. Your palace, your home in Jannah is going to be painted differently. They subdivide every day. Every day. Assalamu alaikum.
Hello. Islamic quiz competition. The 2 weeks from now will be the elimination round. So it will be, the syllabus is whole textbook. So it will be for everybody, you don't need to register.
Okay. Got it?
We don't even use the textbook.
The textbook that was given to you, you can use that.
Wait, so everyone has to do it or what?
No, it's everyone has
you
to do it? Okay.
You have to take the test. You have to take the test.
Just read the book. Read the book. Guys, read the book. I don't teach from it because
nobody studied last year.
No, if I teach you from the book.
20 got into the final round.
Listen, the book is very the book is very childish.
Very basic. If I told you, who are the angels of death?
That's what's in the textbook.
Okay, let's finish this subject here because we have things to go on. A straight line. Now think with me. Do you know in Jannah, straight line means you don't go around seeing things over and over again? No. You're moving forward, and every step you're seeing something better. Better. For every day is better than the day before. It's different and better. And you keep going infinity. Do you understand what I mean by going infinity?
Yes.
In a straight line? Is that you keep going and going and going. Yes.
Since we're going to graduate, well, it's some of us. Can we have like a field trip to Starbucks one day?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you organize
but
it.
Let's talk about this at the end.
You can get the cars and the teacher parent thingies.
Let's talk. Please, let's talk about
after
this.
School.
At the end of the class, we can talk about that. Okay? So, do you imagine the infinity that Allah is offering in Jannah? Do you imagine?
No.
Do you imagine every day something new and better?
I
so,
like
better, best. So you have good, better, best. Bestar, bestest. Bestar, bestest, bestar, bestest, bestar.
You're ugly, istest.
It keeps going. I'm not kidding. This is what Allah has promised.
Bestest.
And every day you have a wish. You have a wish. Usually it doesn't repeat the wish that you had yesterday. And you get your wish fulfilled. No ending. So who doesn't love infinity here? Everybody loves infinity.
Better, best, and then better.
Yeah.
Up there.
Best.
Good, better, best, and then
best.
No,
best, good, better.
Best,
and
then best.
So you suck at this.
It's really good to intellectual subject. You know, for intellectual girls like you. Okay.
I don't, but
oh, okay. So I see. I hear this. Not doing notes.
Tima, you got stuck with it.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Now you
best.
Know.
No end.
Best.
No end, girls. I mean, just put your brain with me. We are talking about no end. No end, absolutely no end. You don't wait for death. You don't wait for sickness. You don't wait for anything. It's all new, coming as you wish. You know.
Are you going to be with the same people that you were, like your family or something?
If you would like to see them, you can see them. You can go visit them.
Oh, what if they don't go in the same place?
Yes, if they are believers. Allah in Surah Al-Tur said that. The parents were good believers and have their children good believers, we join them in Jannah at the higher rank.
Well,
this
thank
is the good
you.
Thing.
But how about just like bad kids and like good parents?
Or what if
no, bad
like,
kids are thrown in hellfire. They would not like them. They would dislike them.
There is this.
Oh, can I see, like, how about if you're in Jannah, can you visit your friends in hell?
No.
You can't.
You curse them. Every time you look at them, you curse them.
You curse them.
And you don't want to be there.
Yeah,
they get to see you in Jannah, by the way. This is part of the punishment.
I have one more question. Okay.
Go ahead.
So if there's like can you choose like every person in Jannah can choose to pull one person out of hellfire?
Shafa'ah is at the beginning of the day judgment happens. Allah allows you to make shafa'ah to your father, to your mother, if you're
a
good believer. Just put shafa'ah. It's like, ya Allah, can you please forgive her? Okay, just to honor you, I forgive her. But
oh,
you have
yeah,
to have
you talked
credit.
About this.
Will that but how, can you do both your parents, though? Or just
yes, but first of all, they have to qualify.
Oh.
Second, you have to qualify.
Wait.
So the parent has to qualify, and then you have to qualify.
Okay.
Qualify
so, like,
how?
The son is
again,
a convert?
Just a second. You qualify if you have
well,
a lot of credit.
That's a perfect thing.
Allah loves
design.
You more than anybody else.
It's beautiful.
Or not more, you know, like loves you higher
I'm
than
too
normal.
Basically playing one
Number
games.
Two, they have to qualify by being basic Muslims. Basic Muslims, like if they worship other than Allah, they don't qualify. They qualify if they are disobedient Muslims. Like they are Muslims, but they did some stuff, bad stuff that they are going to hellfire for. And then you can ask Allah to forgive them and take them with you to Jannah. That's called shafa'ah, interceding. So Allah has to permit, you have to qualify, they have to qualify for Allah to give you permission. Otherwise, if they are bad, not Muslims, for example, or not believers, for example, then Allah will not give you permission to ask for them to get out of hellfire. Okay, so now, this is the infinity that Allah is talking about. Now, you're going to have a problem. I was about to call Lena Dina when she was born, and then I decided to call her a name from Quran. Okay, you can erase the board and continue. It is the board.
That's a pencil. It's a pencil.
Starting from here. Keep this part.
Okay.
Okay.
I have a separate case full of pens.
Now.
Wait, no.
Shaitan.
Stop it. Your daughter is really bad. She's a bad.
No,
distractor.
I want focus here because we have a lot of things to finish, and you guys, we're still at the introduction. So the run around infinity. It's offered by who?
Oh,
Shaitan. Offered by Shaitan to distract us from the true infinity, which is this.
We discussed this, didn't we?
Do whatever you want. So, Shaitan tries to make you, remember, when you live through life, Shaitan tries to make you get involved in life, which is a run around infinity, and you're not thinking about the straight line infinity. That's how the Shaitan wants you. He wants to get you into that cycle, into this run around, and forget about the straight line infinity. Allah offers the straight line infinity. Shaitan offers the runaround infinity. Allah's infinity is without end. Shaitan infinity runaround will have to stop one day. Will have to stop one day, either death or whatever, or day of judgment. You got this part?
Crooked. What?
You got this part?
Yeah.
Good. I'm so happy that you got this part. Okay. So now, Allah is the infinity, is the unlimited, is the limitless. Now, how can you imagine the infinity of Allah?
You can't.
You can't. Good. Then, are we permitted to imagine how Allah looks like?
No.
Good, we're not.
Spelled fake wrong. There's an E.
That is... That's a
really good thing too. Let's focus here. Okay, so... What was I talking about?
We're talking about how
yes. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam advised us. He said, if you want to learn about Allah, then look at His creation. Don't look at Him. Don't try to imagine Allah. You won't be able to, because He is totally different. Anything you imagine, Allah is different. There's nothing that you can imagine that matches what Allah is, truly is. So the Prophet said, look at the creation of Allah. If you want to appreciate the infinity of Allah, look at the infinity of
His creation.
His creation.
His creation. Write that down, Leah.
If you want to figure out the infinity of Allah...
That's for you guys to listen to.
I'm not
going to
do all the work for you.
Okay. Okay. Do you know that when we did... Do you know when Steve Jobs was dying? You know what did he say?
Yeah, he's already dead.
No, when he said when he was dying?
No.
He said... He was dying, said... Wow.
Said what? Said
wow.
Baba, have you taken a picture of this?
Yes.
All of it? All
yes.
the way to the bottom?
Yes.
Yes, you have to erase it. Why
wow.
did you say wow?
Okay. When you die, you move to different dimensions. We live in X, Y, Z and time, right?
Uh-huh.
Four dimensions. X, Y, Z and?
Time.
When you die, you move into totally different dimensions.
But you said that he was almost dead. He wasn't yet dead, right?
So he's seeing the beginning. Okay. There's
so
an example.
Like the year that he was dying, this is like the hours, seconds.
I know, but
minutes.
Then he said that when you're dead, you switch dimensions.
Yes, you are. When you're dying, you are getting there. You
that's
see things. Gradual. You see the angels. When you're dying, you see things that the people around you don't see. And it's mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Al-Waqi'ah at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we are close to Him, but you can't see anything. We means me and I and my angels. Close to Him. Closer to Him than you, but you can't see us. Anyway, this is when the life, the soul, reaches the throat. When it reaches the throat, okay, now you're getting into, technically speaking, you're dead. So you get to see something. This is why some people, when they die with a smile. Why? Because they're so righteous that Allah showed them heavens, their place, their home in heaven. So they smile. And some people, when they die, they're like this. Why? Because Allah showed them their place in heaven.
What if you
hell.
Just die with like a nothing face? Like,
nothing face?
Like,
Allah
you
knows.
Die in sleep?
Hmm?
Die in sleep?
Allah knows. I'm just saying sometimes this happens, sometimes this happens.
Heaven and smile.
Anyway.
Or you can have a bad dream.
Just focus with me here. Focus with me. They say, there's an example, they say that when you're a baby in your mother's tummy, womb, in your mother's womb, the universe to you is what?
Nothing.
It is that you.
The womb.
The womb, right?
Is that
this is your universe. Then when you're born, you're surprised that the universe is what?
Is that why babies cry?
Is which like, way much bigger than you think, which is the seventh sky and the seventh earth, which is we live on.
Okay. Is that why they cry?
Wait, what?
The Prophet ﷺ says, when the child of Adam is born, the shaitan slaps him on the face.
What? Oh, is that why he cries?
I think. Anyway.
Typically, it's to breathe. Well, obviously.
Yeah,
but like,
because they've been breathing water.
Scientifically.
Okay. Let's move forward. So, to you, when you're dying, it's like you're being born. So this life to you becomes like the womb of your mother. And the next life that you're dying to, you're going to when you die, okay, is like the universe. Do you see that? So the ratio of the life after death to the life before death is equal to the ratio of the life before death to the size of the mother's womb. You got that part right? So it's like a new surprise. It's a wholly different. You get senses. Our problem now is with the senses. We have 5 senses, and they are barely enough for us to function in this life. There are way much more senses than that. Way much more senses than
that. And much more acute senses. Like, there are colors that we can't see. We just kind of define as black or purple or whatever.
Or invisible.
Noises we can't hear, or like really high pitched, like the screeches that you can hear from computers that we just classify as screeches.
But I'm talking about not these kind of things. I'm talking about new, completely new life, completely new world.
Where you can be.
So you feel, you will be feeling that I was in my mother's womb, now I'm being born to the life after death. There's a long hadith about that. I will explain it to you. Take a time, inshallah. One class explain to you what happens during the death from the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the good guys and bad guys. Okay. So let's try to imagine the infinity of Allah through studying the infinity of His creation. Now let me ask you. How did the shaitan trick Adam into eating from the tree?
I don't know.
He was saying that he just...
Related to the infinity. Uh-huh.
It's okay to become an angel.
And?
He can live forever.
Yes. He said, shaitan called the tree, called it Shajarat al-Khuld. Shajarat al-Khuld means the tree of everlasting life. And he said, you eat from it, you turn into angel, and you would have everlasting life. You don't have to die. You don't have to go 6 foot underground to be buried. You don't deal with that. You just have everlasting life.
Why is it 6 feet?
Was it Adam and Eve?
I'm just kidding. I'm sorry, using an expression, huh?
Adam and Eve,
yes. So, shaitan used the love of infinity in the hearts of Adam and Eve to seduce them into eating from the tree of infinity. He called them the tree of infinity, infinite, everlasting life. This one, this is the secret. I swear by Allah, I am a sincere advisor to you. This tree, here we go. Look, this tree is the tree of infinity. Of course, who hates infinity? Everybody loves infinity. Who hates infinity here? Not the runaround, of course. The runaround, I am the first one to dislike. But the straight line infinity.
I don't like that. I get bored really easily.
Yeah, many people don't like this run around. But anyway, this is how Adam was seduced by the love of infinity. Tayyib.
Tayyib means okay.
Yes,
let's imagine the infinity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can imagine the infinity of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can imagine Him being the infinity. Okay, let's talk about the speed of light. How many times the light can go around Earth in a second?
Eight.
8 times. Good job.
Nice.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yes. Okay, the moon is how far away from us in light seconds? You know a light second? It is the distance crossed by the...
Years.
Huh?
I know, light years.
Yes. But how many... The moon is very near to us. How many light seconds the moon is...
Half.
No.
Half. 3.
1 and 1/4. 1 and 1/4. So The moon, the light from the moon comes to us in 1.25 seconds. We can see the... Okay.
What about the sun?
The sun? Huh? Who knows the sun has how many?
Three?
No.
Five. Two?
Sun has how many what?
Nine.
Nine.
How many nine light minutes.
Minutes?
9 minutes now, not seconds. Nine light minutes. So what you see and you call this is the sun. Is that the real sun?
No.
That was the position of the sun, what?
9 minutes
ago. You have no ability to see the position of the sun now. You see the position of the sun 9 minutes ago. And there are stars that what you see, you're not seeing those stars. You're not seeing the star. You're seeing the position of the star. Maybe 50 million years ago, or by the time the light arrives to you, if you have a 14 million light year away star, and you're seeing this star, it means you have seen the location, the position of the star 50 million years ago. Wow. You got this part right? So.
Science.
Wait, I have a question.
Go ahead.
So when are these questions, like for today, going to be posted?
On what?
On the website.
They will be a recording.
No, I mean like the questions. Are they going to be on today?
Oh, you're talking about the... For the homework, yes.
This, today, right?
Today? Not really today.
Okay.
I'll do my best to have it early, though.
He usually does it on Friday.
Okay. How many the light, the solar system? We live in a solar system, right?
Yes.
What is the diameter of this solar system? To go from one end of the solar system to another end. Huh? It is, imagine this, it is 12 light hours, 12
hours.
Light hours. So if you travel in the speed of light, it takes 12 hours to cross our solar system, just solar system, from one end to the other. The nearest star to us, they call it Ross 248, is 10 light years away.
This is other than our sun.
10 light years away. Huh?
This is other than our sun.
Closest
yes.
star other than our sun.
Yes.
Yes, other than the sun, yes.
But there are suns, there are stars closer than the sun. Right.
No. The sun is the nearest star.
No, yeah. Never mind. I was thinking of brighter. There are stars that are brighter than the sun but farther away, so we don't notice them unless they're in the night sky.
Yeah. Exactly. 10 light years. 10 light years you need to go. 10 years traveling with the speed of light to reach to the nearest star. See how amazing the infinity of Allah has created? More than that, what is the name of the galaxy we live in?
Milky Way.
So what's the name of the galaxy?
Milky Way.
Milky Way. You know how is the diameter? How much is the diameter of our galaxy?
12 light hours.
12 light hours? This is our solar system.
Okay.
The Milky Way has 2 billion stars. 2 billion stars in the Milky Way. One of them is the sun. And the nearest one is 14 hours, light hours.
14. From one end to the other, how large is it?
The galaxy? The galaxy, hold your breath, 100,000 light years.
Whoa.
See the infinity who created all of this? 100,000 light years. Okay, how many stars contained into our Milky Way galaxy? 200 billion stars. It means 200 giga stars. Giga. Do you know gigabyte?
Yeah.
The computer. 200 giga. Giga is 9 zeros. That's, huh? Astronomy. Oh, astronomy. There is a lot of science about analyzing the waves and the spectrums coming from the space and getting information out of it.
Yeah, but those people are really smart. Yeah, we have the telescopes, and before we can even...
You think that you're not... Do you know that you're moving, your speed? If I tell you that you're moving with a speed 400 miles per second. 400 miles per second, yes. That's how fast is the speed of the galaxy, Milky Way. Milky Way is traveling with the 400 miles per second. Traveling in the space.
Whoa.
400 miles per second. But the reason you're not feeling it is because the objects around you are moving with the same speed. So now you get affected by the relative speed.
No.
Did you develop some kind of feeling for the infinity of Allah?
Yeah.
Now I have more numbers for you.
Speaking of nothing being infinity, did you know, according to Newton's laws of physics, you push
Okay, Lina, can I cut you off?
Yes, go ahead.
Because the galaxy, the nearest galaxy to us is called Coma Brensis. Coma Brensis.
Coma Brensis.
Coma Brensis. You know how many light years away from us? Okay. Hold your breath. 55,000 light years from us. 55,000 light years. First of all, if you can travel with the speed of light, okay, good luck having 55,000 years going there. Okay. Do you know the observable universe? What they mean by the observable universe?
One that we can see.
The one we can see. Exactly.
Is that called Brensis?
The one we can see is called observable universe. So, if we say observable, the age of the observable universe, we analyzed the age of the observable universe is 14 billion light years. Why? Okay. If I tell you, hold on. Listen to this. If I tell you that the observable universe is 14 billion light years, this will implicitly tell you what? That the Earth has been around for
14 billion
years. Why? Because if the Earth is not 14 billion years, the reason we say that the observable universe is 14 billion years because the Earth is what? 14 billion years. Why? Because if the first light comes at the time the Earth was created, or the time the universe was created. So the first light ever came out, okay? It came out 14 billion years ago because the Earth, the universe, the age of the universe is 14 billion years ago, and it arrived to us. So we can see 14 billion years, which is the age of the what? The age of the Earth and the universe. You get this one? You got this part right?
Yes.
So we, since the Earth has been 14 billion years was created, and the universe was created 15 billion years ago. 14 billion years ago, then the observable universe is 14 billion years, light years. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, that is not the observable universe. The observable universe is larger than that. You know why?
Because
expanding.
Too large.
Yes, expanding. So, if you, because it's moving, because the edge of the universe is moving, because it is expanding, the universe is expanding, because it is expanding, we can see 57 billion years. Why?
Wait, what?
We can see 57 billion light years distance from the universe. Okay, I want to see how smart you guys are. Focus with me here. Focus with me. Okay? Focus with me. The age of the Earth is 14 billion years. The age of the universe is 14 billion years. So the first light in the universe started traveling 14 billion years ago, right?
Yeah.
It arrived to us. So all what we can see from the universe so far it's 14 billion years. And every day, we can see 14 billion in one day. Every year, 14 billion in 1 year. Okay? We keep. Okay. At the same time, the actual universe expanded. For the past 14 billion years ago, the universe is expanding. So whatever we have seen 14 billion years ago, now it's 57 billion years away. Why?
Because it's going
outwards. It's going outwards. You got it.
So
can you explain it with your own language to your friends? Yes, but we can see 57. Why? Because it was at 14 and it has been expanding. So right now it's at 57 billion light years ago.
Okay, so that means it's expanding and then the light takes more years to travel to us and we see it.
Yes, since we have seen it, we're seeing the position of the universe of the universe at 14 billion years ago. Now, during those 14 billion ago, 14 billion years, it traveled, it became 57 billion years apart. So that is what we call the observable universe. Now, this is the Allah in Surah Al-Insan. In Surah Al-Insan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that this human, his lifespan of human compared to the lifespan of the universe is nothing. Allah said that. Why? Because if you live 1,000 years, what is 1,000 years related to 14 billion years? Billion. 10 to the 9. 10 to giga. Billion. 10 to the power 9. What is the relative? It's nothing, right? It's nothing. You live like 60 years or 100 years or 1,000 years. The universe is 14 billion years. Then you are, time-wise, you're nothing. Right? You're nothing, time-wise. Not to mention, of course, dimensions, also you're nothing compared to the light years. Size, nothing. Time period, nothing. So you are made of nothing out of nothing compared to the infinity that Allah has created. The Prophet ﷺ said, the people of the second heaven will see the people of the first heaven, or will see the first heaven as a quarter in the desert. As a quarter in the desert.
Quarter.
Just quarter in the desert. Just how many lines you can see in the plane? How many lines you can see in the plane?
Seven.
Well, you can have infinite number of lines, right? Yeah. Infinite number of lines in one plane. So when you talk, so how many points you see in a, how many points you see in a line? Huh?
Infinite.
And how many lines you see in an area? And how many planes you see in space?
Infinite.
Let's move one more step. How about the dimension called XYZ? Let's call it A. Then you see how many XYZ spaces in A?
Infinite.
So this is what the Prophet, in the days of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember, they had no books, they had no library, no philosophy. Remember, Allah made it that way. How could the Prophet explain infinity to his companions?
Comparing it to what they already know.
He says, a coin.
Have you
in a desert.
Taken a picture of it?
A coin in a desert, no. A coin in a desert. You can take pictures. And
I'll just work around it.
Okay. A coin in a desert. Allah in the Quran wants us to feel the word infinity. So he said, about his words. His words are infinite. So he said, if you take all trees and can change them into pencils. Into what?
Pencils.
Into pens, I'm sorry. All trees into pens. And all the oceans and seas and water on the universe, you bring them as ink. And seven times as much supplies of ink and pens. And you use those to write the words of Allah. Okay? Your pen, you run out of pens, so pens, and you run out of ink before you satisfy nothing out of the words of Allah. You see how? So the Prophet said, the people, you will see the second heaven, the people of second heaven, they see the first heaven as?
A coin in the desert.
A desert. And the people of first heaven will see the plains infinite, like a plane You know, infinite number of planes, but they are small because we are big. We are 3D, they are 2D. So keep going up. And the people of the third heaven see the folks on the third heaven, see the folks of the second heaven like what? And keep going. The seventh heaven, the people, the folks in the seventh heaven will see the folks in the sixth heaven as what?
As a coin in the desert.
As a coin in the desert. And then what after the seventh heaven? Huh?
Allah.
Allah.
She's on Allah's
like. Or his throne first.
Yeah.
Allah, his throne, and his royal chair. So when we are allowed to talk about the throne, so the Prophet ﷺ said, the seventh heaven to the throne of Allah is like a quarter in the desert, which means infinity. Quarter in the desert. Above that, the Prophet stopped. Because above that is Allah.
And you can't, how long ago? 14,000?
14, the light years? 14.
No, it was, how long ago Prophet Muhammad saw this? 14,000, right?
I'll come back to you. So, finally, there's a final point. Now you can see the infinity of Allah by observing his creation. Okay? Some people would say, in the Quran, the ayat says that the Jannah width is as big as heavens and earth, the seven heavens and earth.
What?
You got it?
Yes.
So they say Islam has a mistake, logical mistake. We say what? We say Quran says that the Jannah is as big as the universe, the entire universe. So, where is hell? You answer them, you tell them that the existence are not only Jannah and hell, and not only seven heavens. You have the throne of Allah. You have other areas that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't mention. And Allah creates whatever
He
wants.
About the universe, are you talking about the universe that we have?
Yeah, you're talking, and Allah talks about the universe that would come.
Has.
That would come, yes. That would come. So, keep that in mind. Allah is infinity. Appreciate Allah as infinity. Worship Allah as infinity. Relate yourself to Allah as infinity. His reward to you is the straight line infinity in Jannah. An infinity that will have no sadness, no pain, nothing. You're there to live and enjoy. And the best enjoyment is that differentiate among people of Jannah is how long you get to see the face of Allah. That is the best one. Okay? Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, about Newton's laws, since we already finished. So, in theory, Newton's law says that if an object in motion wants to stay in motion at the constant, yada, yada, yada. So it wants to go infinity in the exact same direction and the exact same speed. Well, Allah made it so that it cannot go infinity because nothing is infinity except for Him. So even if you're in space, there is still friction to slow down an object.